I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Chairman of the Donegal Town Darts League, Michael Curran. Michael, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport on this bank holiday weekend. Suppose the world of darts, like a lot of worlds, was suppose a little bit quieter, but now things are back up and running.
Things are back going again, but it has taken a few leagues a while just to get. We didn't get our own league back up and going. There's no point putting the tooth in it. Or, you know, and there's a few more of the same. I can see the Treble B there, Bundoran, Billy Shannon didn't, Letterkenny didn't. But the exception to the whole thing there, the Twin Towns League, which basically runs from Clon to Claudie's Trabant, it's flying it there. They've completed their season, you know. But we had trouble enough getting ours back up and going. We just did not get it going. We tried. We just couldn't get it going. So we were just sort of running singles events there, just trying to keep the interest going until the autumn again, and hopefully then we're back into the swing of things properly for the team leagues, you know.
The impact of COVID, suppose it's obviously a big impact on the pubs, and suppose that's where a lot of games are played, and dart boards as well. Some of those locations haven't, put the dart board back up, Michael.
Well, it seems to be a problem in the bigger towns, you know. For it just, like, if you want to go and throw a game of darts in Donegal Town, you're fairly limited to where you can go. It's probably the same in a lot of the bigger towns. Ballybofey maybe being the exception, and maybe like the Kenny parts. But like the rural pubs, down around Glencoe and Kilkenny, Carrier, them pubs that are traditional dart pubs, you can still go there and throw a game of darts any night of the week you want, you know. And The town pubs are going to have to make more of an effort if they're going to entice lads into play and then eventually have teams and organised leagues in that area, you know.
And just looking at that, suppose it affects players coming through and the whole tradition of darts here in the county, which has been very, very strong for a long, long time.
Looking back from a county point of view, looking back, you know, just looking at the stats there a few weeks ago, Donegal have been the most successful county at all Ireland level since 98. I think they've been there, I think they've won it around 12 times, you know. That has come from traditionally strong leagues, but what has happened, what seems to have happened, is what I have noticed happening in the last 10 to 12 years, like, a lot of the younger people are playing video games, they're playing games online. So your traditional lads coming through to play darts amongst themselves and then eventually maybe get to a level where they can throw for a pub team or even challenge in a singles event. That same amount of players is just not coming through, and the effort to get them lads to play, I don't know where it's going to come from, to tell you the truth.
And that impact obviously has a wider impact as well on leagues, and leagues, as you were indicating, some of the leagues haven't started back. Would you feel that is one of the particular reasons why, Michael?
Well, the same amount of players is not there. That is, and I'm putting that down purely to video gaming and gaming online and Wi-Fi, and people can play each other. Now, definitely the plus side for it, although a lot of fellas, to me, darts is a social game and it's a bit of crack and it's a release for fellas who have a hard week's work done. But during COVID, there was a lot of lads online who played online. There was a system up there, and the county players were at it, but a lot of players were playing players from the other side of the world. All you had to have was your iPad and a phone, and once you had a camera on the board and a camera on the chalkboard, they were able to play out there. And I watched some of it, and some lads who maybe didn't shine locally actually were hitting serious numbers online, like maybe throwing in their own wee space. Maybe they just felt more at ease and they performed better. Now, I could not get into it myself because I do think, as I say, it's a social game, you know.
And obviously, you know, when you've kind of indicated about playing online, it is, of course, playing darts as well and maybe not coming out and competing. Potentially, you know, if there was an appetite for that and maybe a competition, a live competition towards the end of that, would that be something you would feel maybe that darts might have to move in that direction?
Well, I'm hoping it doesn't have to move in that direction, but there is a lot of fellas at it. There is organised leagues and everything, you know, European level, local level, and in Ireland, like, and some players who would have never got a chance to play against, like a county player from Limerick or Dublin, they have been playing them. I know one, three or four lads here in the Donegal Town area have been at it, you know, and they've relaxed into it and they're playing very well, and one or two of them have progressed up to play. I know one of them is definitely up on the County B panel. They're going down to throw in the All-Ireland B thing in 2 weeks' time down in Trim. So I know there are a few who have adapted very well to it, and maybe out here, look at maybe us old traditional fellas, when we're bled out of it, maybe the more modern player, maybe they'll be able to ease into it a bit better, you know.
I'm just looking at some of the recent competitions, a number of good performances, and suppose it's good to get back to the leagues and get them back up and running, and there is some good competition out there at the minute, Michael.
They're very good. The two biggest competitions in Donegal so far have been down in the southwest. We have a tradition down there of very strong singles competition. There are memorial competitions. The Leo Molloy competition, Leo managed the county team way back. Leo died very young, but Leo's competition attracted 76 players. There were 76 throwers between Kilcarrows and John Joe's on the day. Stephen Harden from Ballantra, a very good player here in our own Donegal Town League, he won it there. The Norman Blaine then in Glencorm Kill, Adrian Devine won that. Adrian Bush Devine's been going very well all year. He also won the Pat Rodden competition down in Killybegs last week. There was a 1,000k pot there. There was a Peter Leach Memorial competition in Mobile yesterday. Charlie Grant won that. Now, Charlie's been around a long time, and Charlie was in the final in that Leo Molloy competition down in Kilcar as well there early in May, you know. So it's the same old names that are coming to the top there. Adrian Devine won that Pat Rodden last week as well in Killybegs, and Dermot McGuire from Glen, he was in the final with him. So the same fellas, the same names are in and knocking around there. There's a few up-and-coming young throwers. Owen Carr from Glencorm Kill has been going well all year. He threw very well. He was on a group board in the Leo Molloy competition with two former champions, and he topped the group, so he was throwing very well. So, there have been the biggest pots and the biggest competitions have been in the southwest. Next week now there's a Grand Prix competition and run by the county board. It's going to be on in Ballybuffet. And there's a 1,000k in the pot there, you know. So what a lot of singles competitions are doing is hopefully warming up the players the way their team leagues can get properly going next autumn, you know, as sort of back to normal. Now, some leagues are going to have to adapt and change. And as I said earlier on, the one exception to that league, fair play to them, is the Twin Towns League. It's a massive league, three different divisions, 9 to 11 teams in each of the divisions. So you're talking 300 players from Clon to Strabane, you know. So, and they finished their league last week. They have a cup competition now, but they were the exception, and it's very strong in the Twin Towns area.
Okay, well, Michael, loads of dart action to look forward to, and as ever, suppose thanks for joining us here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport, giving us an update on the world of darts that is extremely popular here in the county.